A multi-million pound project to restore forgotten countryside rights of way is to be scrapped before it's managed to reopen a single ancient footpath, bridleway or sheep drover's track. The Discovering Lost Ways project was set up 7 years ago with a budget of £15 million, but despite its staff trawling through hundreds for the lost rights of way, there are very little to show for all those years of effort. Kaz Graham's been trying to discover where Discovering Lost Ways lost its own way. Kaz, what was this project for?
Well, it sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? It was actually started by the Countryside Agency, a body that was absorbed into Natural England when it was formed a couple of years ago. And its brief was to research the thousands of miles of unmapped paths and drovers' roads, ancient coffin routes and all those other sorts of historic rights of ways that aren't on what is known as the definitive map. And it had a view to getting them mapped so that we could all use them without trespassing or without worrying about trespassing. It cost £4.5 million to run so far, but on paper, it seems that it's achieved practically nothing, except that is to manage to unite two groups who are normally at loggerheads. That's countryside access groups and also landowners. Now, I've been out talking to both, and I bet you can't tell which is which from the comments they make.
It's a chronic waste of money. It always was going to be. You're looking at the spend of £4.5 million, and nothing has been produced on the definitive map at all. That £4.5 million could have been spent on the existing rights-of-way network delivering real improvement.
This project was ill-conceived, much too ambitious, and probably misdirected. It looked back instead of looking forward.
All right, well, I'll tell you, the first was Anders Association, and the second voice we heard was Mike Bartholomew from the Ramblers Association.
So it hasn't been too popular then. Why not?
Well, it's all about what it was actually supposed to achieve, and we need a little bit of background to that. It was set up in response to the Countryside and Rights of Way Act of 2000, which you might remember brought in the Right to Roam legislation. Now, another part of that act, Section 53, stated that any historic rights of way that aren't officially mapped by 2026 will be lost, and this is where Discovering Lost Ways should have swung into action. To find out how and why, Mike Bartholomew from the Ramblers Association thought the best way to show me was to get outside onto a path. So we set off in this week's wild weather from Gargrave in the far south of the Yorkshire Dales.
So here we are. It's a finger post there pointing us on a footpath with a nice old stone stile. So the footpath leads across this field and up towards those woods.
Let's go.
What we're doing here is walking along an ancient footpath. It's on the map, it's well signposted, it's a wonderful style, it's well looked after, so this is as good as it gets. This is what walkers want. But that's not the case everywhere. Let me show you. I've got a map here of a bit of Norfolk, which will bring it to life, right? Now here are two little villages in North Norfolk. They're about a couple of miles apart. And you can see that a footpath starts its way from one village, winds across the fields for a mile or so, and then stops dead. So if you try to walk that path and connect on to the next village, you would have to trespass, you'd have to break the law. So there's a lost way, and if we cannot get that way, that lost way, recorded by 2026, it'll be lost forever.
So this is where Discovering Lost Ways really should have come into its own.
That's right. Yep, if the Lost Ways project had worked, paths of this sort would have been recorded, put on the map, so that every walker would be able to open a map, see these lovely green dashes, and it would have connected those two villages and given a lovely walk away from the traffic for pedestrians. It would have been terrific.
So how many paths has Discovering Lost Ways actually got onto the map then?
None at all. Because the project is so terribly complex, because we do not know for sure what's out there under the landscape.
And what Mike Bartholomew means by we don't know what's under that landscape, research that English Nature has been doing, fantastic though it is, well, it can come up with any kinds of ancient right of way. So that might mean 30 foot wide drove routes for farmers to drive cattle along that might have housing estates built on top of them now, routes that simply aren't practical or necessary in 2008. And as they've been finding out, there are hundreds and hundreds of these routes all over the country, and to process and act on all this new information is a mammoth job. Access campaigners would say it makes the inquiry into Heathrow's Terminal 5 look like child's play.
Is anyone, Kaz, happy with this research-based method of getting more footpaths on the map?
Well, not really. Groups who campaign for greater access to the countryside, like the Ramblers, feel that the whole process has got bogged down. It's not prioritising the most important rights of way. Landowners were initially very wary of this project because it could have led to a flood of requests to open up old byways that haven't actually been used for decades, but that could have been taken over every weekend by fleets of 4x4s out enjoying off-road driving. And Andrew Shirley, who's the National Access Officer for the Country Land and Business Association, also reckons that discovering lost ways hasn't been the best approach to reviewing access strategy.
It's based on looking back at history, and you're digging through archives, possibly 200 years old, to try and find rights of way which have existed in the past. There's a huge pool then essentially dumped on county councils who have to process that through an already congested system into rights of way on the definitive map. It's a vain hope that you'll be able to have a modern rights of way network by grabbing things from the past. You can't. You have to look forward. And that's what discovering lost ways should have been doing. It should have been actually looking forward at what is needed today and in the future, not what was needed 50 years ago. What you want is a net increase in good quality access. Footpaths, for example, that go to where you want them to go to, that go from where you live to the shops, to work. Most people want to go on a circular walk. They want to leave home or leave their car, go for a walk and come back to it. An awful lot of historical routes don't do that. You walk along it and then you turn around and you walk back. Much better to have a joined-up network that is really useful to everyone.
Andrew Shirley ending that report from Kaz Graham. And Amanda Earnshaw is the project manager for Discovering Lost Ways at Natural England, and she's in our Newcastle studio now. So how did this project, Amanda, manage to spend £4.5 million without getting any footpaths put back on the map?
When the project was first set up, it was charged with finding some method of identifying across England all the potential lost ways that there might be. I mean, at the time of the legislation was brought in because maps to be as complete and accurate as possible.
So basically, it was overambitious, is that what you're saying?
Well, for many years, volunteers and independent researchers had been doing their best to get routes on the map, but it was a very slow process. They had limited amount of time. So we were looking to see, could you do a systematic source-led approach which could find the evidence? And we estimated in original research there could be as many as 20,000 routes there to be found.
So it does sound to be over-ambitious, and that, I presume, is why it's now been axed.
I wouldn't say that it is over-ambitious. I mean, a lot of people need those routes, and we have found that actually, in the work that we've been doing in Cheshire and Shropshire, that, say, 50% of these so-called lost routes are actually being used by people. They provide vital links into the existing network. Often take riders off unsafe roads, provide important networks and connections. And in fact, if the legislation came into force, then there would be a net loss of access to the countryside.
But wouldn't the money have been better spent on improving the existing network of pathways rather than being this, you know, rather academic research-based exercise?
Well, often the existing network could be improved by often where people here or something needs to be put in there, you often find that actually there is an old historic route that does fill that gap for people. So there is a place for research which can identify the network that is out there, and then from that you can then make sensible decisions as about which ones you want to apply to put on the map.
Well, what happens to the other 10 million or so? I mean, the rest of this unspent budget.
Fine. As I said, as with all sort of government funds, we haven't actually got that, you know, the £10 million there. It is allocated to us on a sort of a regular basis by government. And as DEFRA and Natural England are going through a hard choices trying to find efficiency savings, then any money saved from discovering that would have been allocated to discovering lost ways will obviously be put into our general budgets to be used as against priorities. But the project itself isn't being scrapped. We're now going to refocus our effort on, as I say, the volunteers have tried to make the definitive map accurate. We've tried to do it through a systematic approach, and we've exhausted all the possibilities, so we're saying now that we need to focus our effort on trying to look at the law and the procedure and get that right.
So that's where we're doing things, though, in a new way, Amanda, shows that this old way didn't work, doesn't it?
I wouldn't say that it doesn't work. There are horse riders. There's a particularly important thing to find that these historic routes for horse riders, because often you will find that a footpath at a parish boundary becomes a bridle way, then it becomes a footpath, then it becomes a bridle way. People who want to ride in the countryside especially need these historic routes.
Amanda Anshaw, thank you very much.